This is KCUR 89.3. The light installation called the Steeple of Light shines like a beacon from the rooftop of Community Christian Church at 46th and Main, but the artist behind it is not as well known. Sculptor Dale Eldred died in his West Bottom studio during the 1993 flood while trying to save equipment from the rising waters. His Steeple of Light still illuminates the night sky. KCUR's Julie Deniche reports.
It's Thanksgiving night. Thousands have gathered on the Country Club Plaza for the annual Plaza Lighting Ceremony. At Community Christian Church at 46th and Main, a smaller group is assembled. They stand on a covered balcony overlooking the shopping district to celebrate a different illumination, the Steeple of Light. Massive flood lamps on the rooftop throw beams into the sky. Congregation member John Sharp says he comes to this event each year.
It's a great view, and we've got over 200 people here tonight, so everybody's having a great time and glad to open up the church for it. I guess that was it.
Architect Frank Lloyd Wright designed Community Christian Church in 1940, but a few of the ideas he proposed, including the Steeple of Light, were beyond the technology of that era. 5 decades later, church members approached Kansas City artist Dale Eldred. They knew about his expertise in both natural and generated light. Eldred died soon after the testing phase. His wife and collaborator Roberta Lord stepped in to finish the project. Senior Minister Shanna Stite says the Steeple of Light completed one of Wright's grand ideas.
For me, the light and us being here in this busy part of town right on Main Street is a reminder of the holy and the ordinary. Having Dale and then his wife after his passing to complete the project, we're really honored to be a part of that legacy that he leaves for so many in this city.
You can see the Steeple of Light a few blocks away at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. Lisa Fanning is curator of contemporary art.
We have this perfect column of light. It's like a searchlight, a beacon in the sky. And the idea of connecting to the heavens itself is ancient as humankind.
Dale Eldred chaired the Kansas City Art Institute Sculpture Department for 33 years. In early October, former students and professors shared memories.
Oh, how are you? I'm okay. I'm pretty good today.
The Lidi Volkos Art Center was hosting an exhibition of Eldred's light-based art captured through photographs. 7 projectors flashed images of the public art projects Eldred created over 2 decades. James Woodfill is assistant professor in the Art Institute's painting department. He says Eldred's work influenced his own.
You hear the statement of artists that the goal might be to make the invisible visible, and it sounds so mystical and hard to get your head around. With Dale, it was very pragmatic. You went out and you made the invisible visible. Here's the stuff that does it.
For sophomore Jessica Hitchcock, hearing stories about Eldred deepens her understanding of his art.
It's like we're becoming part of this legacy that was created by him, and we're being influenced in our work by people who are influenced by him, and it's just a nice little cycle it feels like it's going through.
Steve Whitaker chairs the Foundation Studies Department at the Art Institute. He says Eldred's art explored time and place, reflection and light.
It was about phenomena, which was the extraordinary reality of the coming and the moving of light, the arrival of light, and the disappearance of light.
In 1979, the Nelson Atkins Inside and Out provided a setting for Eldred's one-man exhibition, Sun Structures and Time-Light Incident. He created a lush grass X on the lawn, a temporary forest of 400 mylar pole shimmered in the sun, and large mirrors reflected golden light onto the building. Nelson curator Lisa Fanning says because Eldred's large-scale light sculptures were mostly temporary, it makes it tough to imagine the experience.
Dale Eldred's art is ephemeral, and it's difficult to describe to people who perhaps didn't see it. I think it's also poignant in a certain way because he died so unexpectedly. So there is the ephemeral quality of life itself.
Eldred's life was cut short at the age of 59 during the Great Flood of 1993. While trying to move equipment to higher ground, Eldred fell 20 feet through an opening in the second floor of his West Bottom studio. The Art Institute's Steve Whitaker says Eldred was aware, perhaps more than most, of the fleeting character of all things.
How long is the arc of one's life? How long will it echo forward? We forget so easily. The story will only go so far, and then the world rotates, and then the sun will come up again, and the light will blaze. He was perfectly comfortable with that.
And from the rooftop of Community Christian Church, a piece of Dale Eldred's legacy continues to shine in the night sky above. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denechet.